You are listening to an edited version of Get Radio's Business Brunch, which airs every Sunday at 11 a.m. on DAB Digital Radio across Oxfordshire and online at getradio.co.uk. For copyright reasons, we cannot play the songs mentioned in the show. But for more info and Business Brunch related content, head over to getradio.co.uk.
Get Radio's Business Brunch with Ben Thompson, sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. The friendly, no-pressure networking group for Oxfordshire's business people. Discover our membership packages to help you grow your business at obcn.co.uk.
Good morning, this is Get Radio and welcome to the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson, owner of Thompson & Terry Recruitment. Every week during the show, I'm so fortunate to be able to share the stories, the expertise, and the knowledge of business leaders, large and small, with you, the listener. And this week is a super, super exciting one. We're going to be celebrating International Women's Day, and we've got three Oxfordshire legends to do that. We're joined by Louise Gregory of Gregory Surveyors, Naomi Bedu of the non-profit organisation Beat the Block, and Jenna Legg of Mooch Events. This is the Business Brunch. We're going to introduce our three experts after this. Get Radio. Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. If you are just tuning in, I'm so excited about today's show. We're going to be talking about International Women's Day. And to do that, we've got three wonderful business leaders here from Oxfordshire that are going to be sharing their stories with you. So let's start by introducing our three guests. For those who don't know you, Louise, can we start with you? So for those who don't know you, tell them all about you and your story.
Hi, my name's Louise Gregory. So I'm a director at Gregory Surveyors, which is actually our family business surveying company.
Amazing. And Naomi?
I'm Naomi Bedu. I'm a professional and international footballer, and I founded a non-profit organisation, Beat the Block, in 2025 to support underrepresented women and girls.
Amazing. And last but certainly not least, Jenna.
I'm Jenna. I play alongside Naomi at Oxford, and I recently launched Mooch Event, which is a mobile coffee trailer.
Amazing. And the coolest business name, by the way. Jenna, I think I'm going to pick on you first, if that's okay. So the three of you have been asked to be a radio DJ just for a moment. So you've chosen a song for our listeners. What's your song choice and why have you picked it?
I've picked Luke Combs, Be By You. So country music, I'm a big fan. Kind of my mum raised me on country music. I like all the old stuff. More recently the new stuff, so yeah, Luke Combs is a favorite of mine and I've had it on repeat recently, so why not bless everyone with that, was my thinking.
Oxfordshire Station, Get Radio.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. If you are just tuning in, today we're celebrating International Women's Day, and we're doing it on a very, very local level. We've got three absolute superstars here from Oxfordshire. Obviously, as an Oxford United fan, I'm going to say that, but there's bigger reasons than that. We're joined by Louise, Naomi, and Jenna, who've kindly volunteered their time to talk to you all about their stories and indeed International Women's Day. So Louise, can I start with just a big question? I think one of the things we've learned when presenting this show is we shouldn't presume that our listeners know everything. So for those who don't know too much about International Women's Day, what is International Women's Day? What's it all about? And how have you got involved on a local level?
So International Women's Day is really about celebrating women and the call for action for gender equality. And I think also the theming that they rotate annually this year is much more about creating opportunity to advance more girls and women. And that can be around giving knowledge, giving time, giving funding, giving opportunity, giving visibility, giving so many things that can help that advancement.
No, absolutely. And Naomi, this fits very nicely with Beat the Block, doesn't it? And indeed your background. Talk to me about your take on International Women's Day. And I think it'd be useful for the listeners to learn more about Beat the Block as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's very similar to what Lou's saying in providing opportunities for others. And it's something that Lou's done herself for us. And for me, creating Beat the Block was just to try and provide opportunities for girls to be involved in sport and to make sure that they don't disengage with education as well. So I know through my journey and due to my positionality, I could have easily become disengaged with sport and education. And I know how much those two things have served my life, and so I want to try and provide opportunities for girls to stay involved, really.
No, totally. And Jenna, just I guess a similar question, but also I know that you've touched on corporate life. What's been your experience in terms of kind of that blend of corporate life, small business, and launching a small business, being a footballer, and what can we, what can businesses do to be more inclusive, for and inspire that kind of next generation? So I guess what I'm looking for is, of course, football, corporate, small business are three very different environments. But I guess are there consistencies that you've seen where you've seen, organizations that have been really inclusive, really welcoming, and made it a great environment for women and girls. And are there things that, that I guess our listeners could really consider in their own organizations?
Yeah, sure. So I think all the spaces that I've been in have been male dominant. So certainly in football, and then my sort of corporate experience was in tech, and I found that to be a very male dominated environment. But I was fortunate in that the company that I work for was actually female founded. So I was around some really inspiring people in that environment, and that kind of led me to, yeah, find a bit of belief to back myself and just go for it. So I kind of took that and launched my own thing in what is now Mooch Events. And I think there is so much to be said for women in all of these environments. So it's just giving equal space, equal opportunity, equal funding, equal education, equal access to facilities, just as much as possible, to just really unlock what is that kind of largely untapped potential, whether disparity.
Absolutely. And Naomi, just in terms of you're the captain of Oxford United. From that kind of role model point of view, how important is that within sport, or whether it be business, that actually organizations and sporting clubs are having those real role models for the next generation to really kind of look up to?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I live by a mantra of like, if you can see it, you can be it. I remember meeting Rachel Yankee when I was very young, and I don't think I necessarily saw her and thought, wow, she looks exactly like me, I'm going to do that. But it just meant that it normalized someone who looked like myself, and maybe I then didn't question the opportunity to be a footballer. So I think it's important, kind of similar to what Jenna's saying, is seeing someone who's a founder of a company who's a female means that you don't have to question your ability and feel that kind of imposter syndrome because of that. And I think I've been very fortunate to have role models who look like me and have had or walked similar paths to myself. And because of that, I've got gained the confidence to step into more senior roles and back myself and, found something for myself as well. So yeah, I think it's very important.
Absolutely. And Louise, and it's probably something that Jenna and Naomi will be keen to comment on as well, is that the divide between I guess kind of the world of football, and I appreciate this is International Women's Day, but we've had James Constable on the show before and has done a lot of work in terms of that kind of divide to sport and business. It can be a big one. What can businesses do, commercial businesses can do to really kind of enable that transition and to bring sport and business closer together?
I think that, again, going back to the give to gain theme, especially for this year, I think giving opportunity and visibility is absolutely echoing what we've all just said, actually, is visibility and sponsorship, support, collaboration. Those things bring the business divide between businesses and sport together. And I think show that you're united on making change and differences. And again, that collaboration approach, it's really important for the community and the wider community to have those opportunities. And actually, it creates a really harmonic one for both the business and for the persons that you're supporting, because you kind of all grow together. And I feel like this is what we've seen in the last 4 years by doing these events, specifically for International Women's Day, that we've all kind of grown in confidence in what we're doing. And I think that, like, we sponsor a few of the female Oxford United players, just like we do the men's first team, because absolutely it's about all being one. And
Totally.
we feel that that's really important for our values. Our core values of our business is to support the community and equality, and to kind of all grow and glow together. So I'd take that kind of as the main thing is we all grow if we all support each other. It's a collaboration.
No, totally. And I think if you look at Gregory Surveyors, you've got a wonderful reputation all across Oxfordshire and beyond. Do you think that the values behind it, and in terms of that all being one, do you think that's a big factor behind the reputation? Now, I appreciate that, you know, you're a great person and you know, inspirational, but I guess for our Oxfordshire business owner listening out, do you see that there is a business benefit as well?
I think that, first of all, going back to like just the theme of International Women's Day, I think the fact that our businesses are husband and wife, equal director each to our business, having a female face to property and construction in surveying, in the business of surveying, and my husband, I think having that collaboration is so harmonic and shows that there's that equality and diversity in our business. And I think that is the sort of approachable side to us that also then echoes when we back it with the fundamental building blocks of supporting the community, of making those sponsorships, taking those things like fundraising for our community and for our charities. And I think the whole thing then is like the underpinning of a local family business.
No, totally, totally. No, amazing. Louise, I'm going to stay with you one last time. Jenna set a very high bar, I'm afraid. A very high bar. Can you match it? What's your song choice and why have you picked it?
So, for me, my song choice actually is specific for International Women's Day and for the theme Give to Gain, but also for the non-profit organisation considering charity in the future for Beat the Block. Just, I think Kat Burns, Live More, Love More, the words and the kind of thought that don't let your head stop your heart doing something you believe in and just go for it, and life's too short, and make sure that we really remember what it's about. And I think that it just resonated really well for International Women's Day and Give to Gain for me.
Discussing topics that impact local businesses and their owners, this is The Business Brunch. Sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network, the friendly, no-pressure networking group for Oxfordshire's business people. Sign up to our mailing list at obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back to The Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Following that, again, another great song choice chosen by Louise. We're celebrating International Women's Day. And to do that, we're joined by three great local business people. We're joined by Louise of Gregory Surveyors, and Naomi of the non-profit organisation Beat the Block, and also Jenna of Mooch Events. I'm not going to compliment your business name anymore, but it is a very cool business name, Jenna. So Jenna, I think I'm going to come to you there in terms of Mooch Events. I think it'd be a really good time to kind of build more on what you do there, and really the event world. How can we make events really about for all and really inclusive? What can we do there?
So in the back end of last year, I bought a coffee trailer and I went on a really cool journey of what's that going to look like, with really coffee at the forefront of it, but also kind of the importance of where that coffee comes from, and yeah, kind of like what that looks like for us and what we want to represent. So I found a really cool local company in Brew Crew. They're based in just outside of Oxfordshire, well, in Didcot. And he is all for giving back to projects at source. So that would include female farmers, which really resonated with me. So 10% of all his sales go back to projects at source, which is really cool. So there's a huge ethical sourcing and sustainability part behind it, and the part of the female farmers really resonated with me. So yeah, it was important that I wanted to kind of like have that at the heart of what we do. And then yeah, in the event space, so we're just available for full barista service, coffee service at events, and we'll be moving into ice creams and gelato in the summer. But from an equality perspective, I think it's just, again, about equal opportunity, and just taking us seriously. Like, I think there are so many transferable skills from athletes into event spaces and other spaces beyond. So just equal opportunity, I suppose.
No, absolutely. No, absolutely. Cool. Ice cream in summer. Good work. Naomi, in terms of us really kind of, if you don't mind, just going back to this kind of next generation, because I think you made some really good points there that I think our listeners would really kind of benefit from. International Women's Day is, of course, about celebrating women. And I think as Louise and yourself and Jenna have touched on, in terms of having that total even playing field. If you don't mind me talking about football, if that's okay, and the pay gap, what can happen, without being political, what can happen to close that gap and to make more equal there?
I mean, the first one obviously being investment. You know, obviously men's football teams and clubs are generate a lot of revenue, and so that can be small amounts of that being put into the women's side can really do a lot. And to be honest, from my side, it's, I always say, about creating opportunities, which doesn't mean necessarily increased pay for women. It's about creating opportunities for women to be professional footballers. And obviously, pay is to do with that, but it's also so much more. It's not just that, it's nutrition, it's medical, it's physical. There's technical sides, there's so many avenues where you can put investment through those areas that professionalise the women's game. And in turn, that's only going to increase the quality of players and then the attract crowds, and then it starts to snowball. So yeah, I think it's maybe a bit of an obvious one, but it would be investment, but maybe not in the way that you think of necessarily paying players increased amounts.
No, really, really, really interesting. And Louise, I hope you don't mind me putting you on the spot a little bit here, but I know that as to be fair, you've touched on it in the radio show in terms of sponsoring and sponsorship opportunities. What are some of the things that Oxfordshire businesses could do under the umbrella of International Women's Day, but also under the umbrella of football and particularly Oxford United, obviously?
I think it would be great if businesses could consider if they could look at sponsoring and getting behind some of the local teams, whether it's Grassroots, Oxford United, whichever. I think just getting behind a local team, their local team, the local team in their area, and creating some sort of sponsorship, some funding, some visibility. I think link between the business and visibility to what they all do. And I think that would really be a good starting point. And also, if you haven't done something yet that's been as well attended perhaps by girls or women or families or in family time, consider how you set up things and if you can be more inclusive by making tweaks and changes, not just funding, but again looking at how things are planned to accommodate everybody better. But I would definitely say get behind your local sports, get behind your local teams, get behind your local community, and see in ways in which you can work with good synergy between you both.
And this, I don't really know who I'm asking the question to, probably the three of you really. But what are some of the things that you've seen have been like really successful in terms of partnerships from sport, particularly female sport and the business community? Are there any things that you've like looked at and thought, do you know what, that stands out and that's been really successful for everyone?
I think for me, I feel very inspired by what both the two other guests are doing. Jenna with her coffee. I'm a coffee lover anyway, but just the fact that she can wear so many hats and roles and still deliver a new entrepreneurship for a coffee. And Naomi, seeing the work she was doing for Beat the Block inspired me to want to collaborate and say, I want to bring you to fundraise and in on our International Women's Day, because it resonates with that event, with that theme, and the work you're doing needs to be highlight to all. And perhaps I've seen it somewhere that not everyone accesses or goes and looks. So I think it's that collaboration approach. I feel there's been that growth, and that's the kind of patterning almost of how things can work really well. I think being inspired and bringing it together when you feel inspired.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that goes back to a point that Naomi mentioned really earlier. You know, when you are, you know, this high, it's on radio, so I should learn by now that you can't put your hands up on radio, shouldn't I? But nevertheless, when you're less high than you are now, actually looking up to somebody that you could see you being the next them is going to be so inspirational, isn't it? Naomi, I really want to give Beat the Block a real plug here. If the Oxfordshire business owners are listening now and would like to support, how can they support in a really, really tangible way?
I think the main way would be through collaboration or partnership or sponsorship. So For instance, we have a series of empowerment workshops that we go in and deliver in schools.
Oh,
So,
wow.
led by myself and other elite athletes, we go in and basically the workshops are designed with themes in mind from my lived experiences and the barriers that I've faced. And we obviously need funding to deliver those. So, kind of sponsorship of those programs would be the most beneficial way.
Amazing. Amazing. And how can people get in touch with you to do that?
Yeah, we've got like our website, www.beattheblock.co.uk. We've got email info@beattheblock.co.uk. We can get in touch via that, or they can follow us on social media, Beat the Block as well. So yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. And please, 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 I know it's a Sunday, but make a note and do it. I'm so aware that great ideas sometimes can just go to the back of your mind or go to the bottom of the list. So action. It'd be really, really great to do that. Let's have a third song choice. Naomi, we've got a high bar. Can you deliver here? The pressure is on.
Mine, I suppose, not as much meaning behind it compared to Lou, but I'm gonna go for Searching by Luther Vandross. It's quite similar to Jenna, I suppose. It just reminds me of my mum and my dad. They bought me the record. I've got like a vinyl, and they bought me the record for it. So yeah, I really like that song.
The Business Brunch Podcast with Ben Thompson, sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. Discover our membership packages to help you grow your business at obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Today we're celebrating International Women's Day. And if you know, if you've heard of International Women's Day, but don't know a huge amount about it, like I'd encourage you, do research, like learn, ask questions. I always reference this, but I always think one of the best forms of advertising I've seen is the Marcus Rashford campaign about it's okay to be inquisitive, and really, ask some of these great business leaders some questions, and you will find out a huge amount, I am sure. So let's continue the conversation, if that's okay. And we plugged Naomi's organisation before the break. And Louise, I know that you've put so much work into a celebration for International Women's Day. A slight disclaimer: if you're listening to the podcast version, I'm really sorry you've just missed it. But can you talk about? And I appreciate it's probably too late to come along, but can you just talk about the event and how that's made up in quite a granular way? Because I think it'll be really interesting for our listeners to learn more about. Is that okay?
Yeah, so this year we decided to, because the theme again was Give to Gain, last year it was Accelerate Action. So we took everyone to Silverstone because we wanted to have that mix to really maximise the theme. This year we wanted it to be really accessible at a time where particularly people that have family life can also, while children are at school, attend. So we want to be really inclusive there. We're holding a brunch and the brunch is having lots of local, sorry, is inviting lots of local businesses and women and to come along and have brunch with us to hear from our panels, our panel of Oxford United women's team. We've got the manager, we've got the assistant manager, we've got the an analyst and coach, we've got Jenna and we've got Naomi as a starter alone, sharing their stories and inspirations to the room. We wanted to bring everyone together to have that opportunity to show them what Beat the Block, what Oxford United in women are doing. And also we've got Oxford United in the community covering what they're doing with the elite girls and summer camps and everything they're doing for women in sport. So we're bringing everybody together as a sort of community to create that opportunity and that synergy of seeing what they can do and that visibility. So that was the idea behind it. And then we're feeding everybody, which is always helpful. And then we've got another panel of guests that actually includes yourself, Ben.
Thank you
which
so
we're
much.
Really excited to hear about the recruitment side to things and being inclusive with that. We've got a home organizer, we've got a stylist, we've got a therapist who's going to talk about imposter syndrome and confidence building to a room full of people that no matter how confident you feel or don't feel, there's always room for tips to take away. And the idea is the audience will gain lots of you know, food for thought to take away and think about how they can apply it in their personal life, their business life. And then we've got a panel of local businesses of women in property, construction, finance, and a lot of them have a family business background or are female founders. So that's really exciting too. So a real mix of celebrating those style of businesses in the Oxfordshire community and the sports and the local teams that we can all get behind and support.
Absolutely. And what a great event, which the three of us, or the four of us, are really, really looking forward to. So thank you. Jenna, I think a word that has been used quite a bit within this show has been that aspirational piece. And I think inspiration, I think, is another one. And I'd be really keen to understand kind of from your perspective, like what can we do as businesses to celebrate women more and to really really encourage them to be their very best version of themselves, but also encourage the wider organizations and wider teams and wider communities to really celebrate as well. What can we do?
I think it's a little bit like what Nom spoke on, you know, if you can see it, you can be it. So just really giving that platform to women across all spaces. I think what's inspired me is the women that I'm surrounded by every day. I've got a partner that runs her own business. I've got the likes of Nom around me. I think it's amazing what she's done, meeting people like Lou, just that presence and the conversation around it. So I just think, yeah, exposure, platforms, promoting, getting it everywhere, just so that not just young girls but young boys as well, how we treat our peers, you know, valuing others. I think the more that's promoted, the more you hear it, you know, the more you're raised on it, then, you know, you just see it and speak it and it becomes part of your everyday life. So yeah,
amazing. It's about having a great place for all of us, isn't it? It really,
yes,
really is.
Absolutely.
Naomi, I think imposter syndrome is something that Louise mentioned, and I'm really keen to, you know, of course the three of you are really confident, inspirational, great talkers, but for those who maybe are listening now and thinking, I could never do that, I'm really scared of speaking, or I'm really scared of setting up a business, or I can't do that, what be your advice? Like what should they consider, but actually what else can we do? And I know that the three of you have made some really great points to really give that courage.
Yeah, I mean, I might come across maybe as a confident person. I wasn't always, you know, able to speak in front of lots of people. And I think my confidence personally comes from consistency, working hard and making steps to do something. And obviously, I didn't wake up one day and say, I'm going to found an organization, and it came from nothing. I, you know, have obviously got lived experiences. I spoke to lots of people. I connected with lots of people about the things that I've gone through. From that, I did advocacy work within, you know, I'm a patron of Show Race and the Red Card. I helped to professionally advise on a book to do with EDI as well. And just like, wow, took lots of steps. And I obviously didn't then, you know, get to a point of then wanting to found something myself. But consistently showing up and working in this kind of space has given me the confidence that I know what I'm talking about, and I know that it's needed as well. So my advice would be, you know, take little steps, and you don't have to have this big goal, this big idea from the off, because I definitely didn't.
It'd be really interesting, and I've got my views on this, is just this team environment, because I think that within teams, you so regularly hear the loud individual, don't you? And there's certain that will come forward. But I guess in a sporting environment, if we were to, let's maybe not pick on Oxford United's women team at the moment, but if you were to look at a team, how do you get maybe some of the quieter voices involved, and from a professional sport point of view, I'd be really fascinated to learn how you do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably Jenna would vouch for the way that I'm a leader within a group. I think it's more about empowerment of others than being this person that I have to shout about. I think it's important that we are all accountable individuals in a team, and we need every single person to buy into what we're doing. So I think it is about making sure, if you are a leader within a group, that you check in and try to do your best to empower others. And I think the best way of doing that is firstly trying to understand the individuals you have and what their needs are and what makes them tick. But that's kind of the way that I do it. And it's not necessarily right or wrong, but I think it is, for me personally, it's important to empower others to do that.
No, absolutely. And Louise, if it's okay, I'm going to bring a slight tweak on the conversation to you, because I know that obviously as a recruiter, I'm going to talk about employment now. It only took me 40 minutes. But as an employer, you guys have got a very good reputation in terms of bringing through the next generation. How do you go about that in terms of making every voice heard? Like how do you do that within your own business?
I think for us, it's really important to make sure that we check in with, obviously, the community we work in and around. For example, if we know there's Oxprop Next Gen, we want our apprentice to look at how he can gain confidence and attend things like that, to have an inclusive environment for him to work around, to have peers that are going through similar things that he's going through with his exams, and share stories and feelings on, you know, the journey, if you like, into surveying that they're going through. And I think for us, it's really about working as a team on, like Naomi was sort of saying, all buying into it, all wanting to move forward, but recognizing our strengths and weaknesses in a collaborative way so that we can sort of work it correctly for the business to operate, but also to grow and to keep evolving, because complacency is never good, but just making sure it's a small, steady step than a big leap that's just not necessary. So I think, again, echoing what Naomi's saying about small steps, just take a small step, and that's a key movement forward, to also maybe look at what's holding you back and how you can evolve, how you can make changes that are positive, and just look at being quite inclusive, again, with your groups of community and people around you. I think it's quite vital.
No, really, no, totally agree. And Jenna, from your own perspective, in terms of that process of setting up a business, what has that journey been like for you? And what would you say to fellow sports people that, you know, that are in their career and would like to set up a business during football or after football? Like what would be your advice, and what would be some of the things to consider?
I think I unfortunately learned quite early on in football that it doesn't last forever. Injuries can shape that. Life can shape that. So I've always been quite conscious of having a plan for after, as well as something alongside, just to kind of like occupy the other side of my mind, because sport can be all encompassing. And I am kind of like the best version of myself when I am ticking that box in kind of another space. So I think imposter syndrome is massive. It's definitely something I still have now. I know you might think that we come across as confident, but much like Nom, I've got my own reservations in that space. But I come from a family where kind of like none of my nuclear family have 9-to-5 jobs. So I'm surrounded by entrepreneurs. Again, my partner, and just having those conversations with the people around me. Believe in yourself, just kind of like take that leap if you've got an idea, if you're passionate, and yeah, surround yourself with people that kind of like align with you and share that vision, and just being brave. I still have to teach myself to be brave now, but I think that's a huge part of kind of the start of your journey. Yeah,
amazing. No, really, really good. And Amy, something you spoke about earlier in the show around kind of the diversity piece, I'm really keen to build on, because I'm going to give a plug here. You're currently on international duty and kindly still joined us, which we're so proud of as Oxfordshire. Like how can we take these things across cultures? If you're thinking about yourself miles above anything in Britain in terms of high altitude. I've just shown my lack of education here, haven't I? But you get my point. Like, if you think about that, international stage, if you think about Mooch events, if you think about Beat the Block, Gregory Surveyors, like, we're talking about business community. We're talking about when you go into a school, we're talking about playing for Oxford United International. What are some of those kind of consistencies that you can really that you can really consider to really keep inclusivity there and really ensure that going into different environments, everyone's still involved. I'm really keen to, yeah, I'm really keen to gain your thoughts on that. Sorry, I like my tough questions, don't I?
Massively. Do you mean in the sense of like the spaces that we're in and like how we ensure that they're diversified?
Yeah, but I think just advice to people listening, really, because I think that you know, from my point of view, I'm absolutely a novice. But one of the things I've always, you know, really prided myself on is everywhere I go, I'll be friendly. I'll try and include everyone in the conversation. And obviously, that's just a tiny part of it. But I guess, like, if you think about, like, you've gone on international duty, how did the team make you feel welcome? What were some of the great things they do? You know, you're going into a, I met Jenna at the Oxfordshire Business Awards launch. And actually, how can Jenna be made to feel welcome there? Like, when you're going into a school, like, how do we ensure, like, we're considering every background and every individual at different stages and keeping that kind of consistency?
Yeah, I think the main one I would say is empathy. Obviously we're females, so we have protected characteristics. And so I think, and we have a bit of empathy for others who are marginalized. And it may be harder for people who have less protected characteristics to empathize with those positions. But I think surrounding yourself with people who are marginalized and understanding their positions then allows you to be empathetic in other spaces. So you know, when it's even an example of being at Oxford United and new players come in, you know, we can understand it might be daunting because of they're new and where they're based or where they're from, or even just the idea that they're having to like up and leave and move to a different part of the country. We have empathy with that, me and Jenna, I suppose, from having to do that ourselves. So I think it's just really trying to understand individuals as individual people so that you can take that empathy into other spaces.
No, totally, totally. No, really, really inspiring. Really, really inspiring. One of the things we love to do on this show, and don't worry, it's not something fresh, but we love to leave our listeners with a top lasting tip. So whether it be something we've spoken about already and you would love them to highlight it in their notepad, or whether it be something that that I've just not asked you that I definitely should have done, what would be like one top tip that you would love to leave our listeners with? And I'll let you pick who goes first because I've put you on the spot.
I would say on March the 8th, International Women's Day, there is an Oxford United Women's home game. If you can get yourself and your family or any of your colleagues there to watch the game, to gain visibility, gain, you know, attendance there, I think that's a massive first good step in collaborating in the Oxfordshire community if you're an Oxfordshire business.
Great. Naomi, you're up next.
I think I would say that everyone has female relations, say I have a mother or a daughter or a sister, and I would say take empathy from those relationships and apply that to when you're working with females.
Amazing. Great tip. And last but certainly not least, Jenna.
I just think if anything has struck a chord today, just, like you said, be inquisitive, educate yourself, and then how can we transfer that into impact? Just being conscious with it, I think.
Amazing. And although this show isn't about me, I'm going to leave a top tip. Follow these three great business leaders. They're all doing great things in different ways, but really great things. And I think that sometimes, you know, a follow on socials, see what they're getting up to, can make a massive difference for small businesses and can do a massive impact. So please, please, please do that. But unfortunately, that is the end of the show. How quickly time went when you're having fun. And honestly, my advice is please, please, please go and listen back, because I'm sure you're going to get some great, great tips again and support any way you can. But if you are just tuning in, we've had Louise from Gregory Surveyors, Naomi from the nonprofit organisation Beat the Block, and Jenna from Mooch Events. So thank you so much, the three of you, for your time and wonderful contribution to the discussion. Next week, we are going to be back back with a brand new topic. I'm on a very different one next week, and we're going to be talking about the world of law. And to do that, we're joined by Ellen Moran, Sarah Ramson-Jones and Zoe Rose, all of Knight Solicitors. And so they're going to be talking about some of the wonderful stuff they're doing in the world of law, which I really, really look forward to. Finally, just a reminder, you can listen to this radio show on the radio or online anywhere at 11 a.m. on Sunday, or you can get the podcast version on the Monday morning on every major podcast platform. And if you prefer to see my lovely guests, do look out for the video version, which goes out on the Get Radio Facebook page and their website every Tuesday. But for now, whatever you're doing in Oxfordshire, hopefully, as Louise said, go into the Oxfordshire United game. Enjoy, and we'll see you next week.